Midday 180, queued up by Edley's Barbecue. We are live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Chad, we're inviting listeners to come out and watch the Preds match up with us on their outside deck and patio. Massive area here, and we're going to be sticking around after the broadcast watching the game.
Yeah, they've got oyster specials, two-for-one drinks, and this is a big space. It is open air. The weather out here is perfect, overcast, nice and cool. Come join us. Plenty of tables for you to spread out, watch the game, pick your own television. They've got so many out here. Come join us. We'll be here today and tomorrow for Game 3 with a watch party tomorrow as well. So come say hello, hang out with us, have some great food, some good drinks, and hopefully a big Preds win as they try to even up this series.
Former Pred and now broadcaster Chris Mason joins us by phone. He's with Fox Sports Tennessee on the call for Game 2 today with Willie Donick. And Chris is on his way to Bridgestone Arena to call the game in Edmonton. Chris, hope you're doing well, man.
Thanks, guys. Doing great. Just excited today. Just also heard that commercial for WeGrowHair.com, and I think I'd be a prime client for those guys, but they would have their work cut out with me. So glad I got to hear that before I came on, too.
Yeah, you and me both. Yeah, look, once you're hopeless, you just shave it down like we're doing, and you go about your business, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's I knew my dad, it was just inevitable, so it is what it is.
You guys did a great job the other day. Tell us about the challenges and we know you had a warm-up game, but the challenges of calling a game off of TV. What did you find most difficult about doing it that way?
You know what? Honestly, we did earlier, you know, in the pandemic here, we did these virtual games for the Predators that they did these simulations, EA Sports. And Willie and I actually called the whole series of Philadelphia and the Preds in the Stanley Cup Final. And that actually really helped us prepare for this, because we called it almost exactly the same way. We're on opposite sides of the room, and we called off of the TV monitor. And it's our staff did a great job, Bob Cole and John Pack and the rest of the crew, getting this room set up. It's not that Willie is probably a lot more challenging because he has to call it, in real time when all the guys are out there, and it's tough to see everybody that's on the ice, or if there's a change that happens behind the player, who's getting the puck, and all those types of things. And he's just absolutely killed it. But for me, I always have the benefit of, you know, doing most of my talking when it's a stoppage and it's something that's already happened. So there's a replay. But it's been good. The hard part, the part that I don't love is, like a player, I find I feed off the crowd. I love the energy in the building, especially at Bridgestone Arena. There's no better place to call a game than from our building. Just the fans and the electricity. It's, you know, it's something you just don't take for granted. And it really helps, I think, the emotion of the game and the feel, the story and what's going on and all the emotions that's involved in the game. So that, to me, is you have to manufacture that yourself. I get up for it anyway. I love hockey. I love this team, and I love my job. So Willie and I both really try to feed off of each other for that. But that's what the biggest thing that I miss is being around the fans and feeling that energy of Bridgestone Arena. It's just, obviously, you can never recreate that. But we do our best to know that they're watching at home, and we want to try to bring them the best show that we possibly can. So we do feed off of their loyalty and their passion for the game to try to bring them, the best experience. So it's been a fun challenge, and I've really enjoyed it. And I'm just, I just like everybody else, I'm just so glad the game's back and they're on the ice, and we got playoff hockey here in August now.
From one goalie to another, how would you describe UC Saros' performance in his first ever playoff start?
I thought he was good. I thought, obviously, never want to give up four goals. I can't fault him on any of the goals. I thought there were a few breakdowns around the net that may just be a result of a little rust. Let's face it, these guys on both sides have only played one game prior to game one of a playoff, type of hockey game in the qualifying round. There's going to be some breakdowns. There's going to be some rust. I think a lot of that has to do with some of the undisciplined penalties. You want to call them undisciplined, just reactionary, and just not being sharp because you haven't played games. And unfortunately, you know, you got to get over that in a hurry. It's got to happen now. But I thought he was really good. I can see them going back to the UC Saros. I thought, especially as the game went on, much like the team, I thought he really settled in. And in the third period, when back, he was lights out. He made, especially early in that period, he made a couple really big saves on odd man rushes, one on Taylor Hall and another one. I can't remember who the other one was against, but I thought he looked great, and he looked calm and composed. So, I'm not the coach. I don't know for sure what they're going to do, but again, I think you can still make an argument for either guy, and you've got Pekka, you know, waiting there in the wings, chomping at the bit to get on the ice as well. So I thought he was good. First game, I mean, it seems like nothing phases this kid.
Chris, we made the point yesterday on the show that we should see one of the best all-around efforts that we've seen from this group today. In response to the loss in game one, do you agree? The other point that was made was, you don't fly across half the globe to quarantine and get ready for a season just to go to Edmonton and lay down in three games. I mean, this is a group that should be highly motivated to prove people wrong now.
Oh, there's no question. I think within that game, I think they kind of got caught. You know, their first test of adversity when they gave up that fluky goal, they were all over the Coyotes, and then they give up this fluky goal where they literally did all the right things, and you know, they get that terrible bounce, and then it kind of hit them hard, and they're kind of wide-eyed and in shock there for a little bit, and Arizona capitalized on that. The next 8 minutes, you know, I think won Arizona game and lost it for the Predators, but I think what I impressed me most is after that, how the game continued progress in the way that the Predators pushed. And I think for me, for this team, they have to understand the way that they played in that third period, and they really dominated the Coyotes. I know that happens when you get up a few goals sometimes, but they're capable of doing it. They're the better team. You know, it's not saying Arizona, they've got a lot of great players, and they're a very good team, and the way they play presents a lot of challenges. But I think the way that team kept with it and almost came all the way back there in the third period, they have to really build on that and continue to play the way that they did in the third period. And I think they'll be fine. There was urgency all the way through the game. They had that battle level. They found out what they have to do to be successful against this team. And I think we need to see it from the start. And you know what? You're going to get scored on almost every single game you play on. And it's about how you respond. I think having that early game adversity and going through that tough stretch will help them move forward. And you know what? You guys know this, dude. It's got to happen quick. They got to have this game, but I expect a great effort.
Chris Mason has been our guest on his way to Bridgestone Arena. That's where they'll call today's game. And Chris, we'll have it cranked up here at Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Looking forward to watching it, and we will catch up soon. Appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Great talking with you, and we'll hope to talk to you soon about a big win after today.
Hopefully that's the case. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.